Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to In Real Life with Evan Halperin. Just yesterday, President Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race. He is no longer the Democrat nominee after claiming for the past couple of years that he will not drop out. He allegedly came down with COVID for what was a third time. And days later, yesterday, dropped out of the race. And that comes with a lot of uncertainty for, certainly for America. For one thing, if there was any true consistency on the part of the left and the part of Democrats, there's absolutely no chance that Joe Biden would have actually dropped out. This actually comes closer to a threat of democracy than anything else. Of course, still doesn't nearly reach an actual threat. However, the Democrat primaries and the primary voters picked a candidate and then decided, in turn with the elites, that he could not win after seeing his performance during the debates and the ensuing interviews and appearances that he had, and pressured him to drop out. Now, this makes Biden and Biden's camp liars and absolute hypocrites. Now, the question is, truly, who do the Democrats put on the ticket? Logically, next in line would be Kamala Harris. She's the vice president. However, she's wildly unpopular. And in my opinion, the danger for them in passing on Kamala, not putting her on the ticket, or keeping her as the vice president, and putting her on the ticket as president is almost equal. It's almost 50-50. Probably not quite, because you have Democrat left voters that will just vote Democrat no matter what. However, Kamala is so wildly unpopular, in truth, that there will just be some people that don't vote. That really is what will happen. So you have the danger of either putting up a 30% approval rating person as president, in which case you lose some votes because people don't like her and they're not going to vote for Trump, but they just won't vote, or they'll vote for RFK, which is not a vote for either of them. Or you have the other situation in which you don't put her up as president and mainly black people and mainly women find that as a source of discrimination and then don't vote for the Democrat ticket either way. It's probably very concerning for the Democrats, and they're obviously trying to cover it up and claim how wonderful Harris is. She did, in fact, break the donation record. She garnered $100 million in donations, allegedly, in just over 24 hours. Kamala Harris is honestly, she's a much less popular Michelle Obama. That is truly what she is. Now, if they don't put Kamala Harris up on the ticket, then the issue becomes, as well, is the Democrat Party has to basically speed date a nominee, right? There's just over 100 days left. Is it possible for them to put somebody up and for that person to be able to garner enough votes in a short amount of time? I think that Biden dropping out causes a bigger split than him staying in. Because before, it was some people in the Democrat Party wanted him to drop out and some people didn't. However, he was the nominee, it was decided, and the people that wanted him to drop out were still going to vote for him because that's what they were going to do. They weren't going to vote for Trump if you were truly a Democrat. They were just going to vote for him, and they weren't going to not vote. He was polarizing, However, he was not polarizing enough to garner non-votes. So now your split is wanting Kamala to be the nominee and not wanting her to be the nominee, which is arguably much more divisive because there is not a decided nominee. Then you have the problem for the electorates that have to choose who they garner their state's votes to, because you have Democratic primaries that chose Biden, but now you can't vote for Biden. So how do you vote for a candidate that wasn't chosen by your constituents of your state? Then you have the problem of how is it possible that Biden is too senile to stand trial? It will not be the Democrat nominee, but is still president. How is it possible that he is able to be president after all of that finding? Now, what seems to have, what probably will happen is that Kamala Harris will be the nominee. That seems currently to be the most likely. Who is going to be her vice president? There's no consideration for that. There was no consideration before because the ticket was just Biden-Harris again. All right, it's not like with Trump where Pence, there were issues with Pence, and so he couldn't run with Pence again. He had to find somebody else. Now, in 100 days or less, and really less than that because we have the DNC coming up much sooner than you have to vote, who will be the vice president? On top of that, Kamala Harris now will have to stand in the public spotlight and speak. There will be interviews. There was some reports today that Trump dodged a debate with her. That's probably not in his best interest. He probably should go and debate her. But you now have the same case where as when in 2020 for the race for the Democrat nominee, you had Bernie Sanders was in the lead for the first three state caucuses, two or three. And what ended up happening was he was the front runner. He was in the spotlight. And he now actually had attention on him. And he started pointing to these third world countries as examples of where he wanted America to be under his presidency. Cuba, Venezuela, these places. Because he is a socialist and those countries are largely socialist. And everybody realized, oh, you're an idiot and your policies will never work. Well, that's probably going to be the same thing that happens with Kamala Harris, right? There's only so many times that we can be unburdened by what has been. There's only so many times until the voters, and even Democrat voters, start to be burdened a little bit. The way that Biden dropped out of the race is completely insane as well, with a tweet. And he still hasn't been seen. He was heard yesterday. Today he called in to endorse Harris, but it's absolutely insane that he hasn't been seen for 4 days. For all we know, the guy could be dead. It's very possible he's dead. He's in a coffin somewhere. It's very strange. It's truly very strange. After this, there probably will not be a more interesting presidential race for the next 250 years. It's shaping up to be probably the most interesting historical event, it's one of the most interesting historical events of all time. Truly. On top of that, you now have bipartisan calls for Kimberly Cheadle to resign. She went before Congress today and testified and did absolutely awful. She did not handle herself well at all, as is to be expected. I don't know how you could expect her to handle herself well after the catastrophe of security, in which she was in charge. She went in before Congress and testified on the assassination attempt, obviously, for Trump, and she just would not answer questions. There were lots of holes in her story. It was not good at all. Tomorrow, I will go over that more in depth as more things come out tonight and in the following hours. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening, and I will hopefully you'll be hearing from me tomorrow. Have a good night.